Morning, Simon.
Morning, John. I'm doing fine. I'm just doing my mum's dad's garden. Just going to do some garden today and just get the canes in.
Oh, cool.
Basically, the weeds in the front of the house out and just basically...
So, are we getting a weather forecast from the garden, then?
Say again?
Is the weather forecast coming from the garden?
Yes, it is.
Live from the garden. So, I mean, we're starting to, think about gardening and stuff now because we're heading towards spring, the end of February. I mean, what sort of needs to be done in the garden, do you think, at this time of the year?
Well, this is the... what you can do is basically... get a fork out and just turf the soil up and then the roots and loosen the soil up and put some red blood bone fish stuff down into the ground or put on top and mix it in. You can do that in February and basically then just get the canes in the ground and you don't need to water the ground at the moment. There's plenty of water still left over from the winter. It's very moist, very wet still. And just basically plant the plants. And I put down lager in a jar to catch the slugs.
Lager?
Yeah, I've heard this before.
So you're buying the slugs a nice drink then, are you? Yeah.
It is quite expensive lager, though, especially at the moment with the cost of living and the inflation, so it's not cheap. There are alternatives. You can put down bags of like your compost bag, you can put that down on the side and it'll catch the slugs. And there are other methods for catching slugs. They put salt around the plants.
Salt as well, I've heard that. Yeah, I mean, it's so annoying, isn't it? You know, you grow all these lovely things in your garden and you come out in the morning, have a look around your garden and you find that it's all been eaten and, you know, they can eat them quite quickly as well, can't they?
Yeah, they're little devils, the slugs. So they're not very nice. They just literally just be like, they're just three little creatures.
Careful, Simon, you're live on the radio.
I know.
Love it. It must be really good, you know, being out in the fresh air, in the garden, you know, for your mental health and your physical health as well. It's a good, nice way to spend a Sunday morning.
Oh, it sure is, yeah. I love gardening, and it's quite, it's nicer today than it was yesterday. We did have a heavy spell of rain yesterday. Yeah, it wasn't supposed to. I looked at the American Atlas in the BBC Met office, and they weren't forecasting rain yesterday, but I did say on the radio station show the weather forecast has definitely changed this weekend on the other show I do. With my guys, my friends, James and Mark, and I was right.
Always right, so.
Yeah, I know. Well,
that's why we have you on this show, Simon.
Exactly, yeah, because you're so good at the weather. We love having you on the show to let us all know.
And then we learn loads more skills as well and adventures. I mean, absolutely. You go walking, you're doing gardening.
I know, I don't stop, guys.
You should have your own show, Simon.
What have you been up to then, Simon, this last week, apart from the gardening and what else has been happening for you?
I've been quite busy. I've been to Mayhem Disco on Friday night, which was fantastic. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
This is with Link Abel, it's a learned disability disco. So how was that then?
Oh, it was remarkable. I saw my old girlfriend, Victoria Gregory. I showed her my video of Cara Cutler. She's a bit jealous. I saw a few other friends. I saw her new boyfriend, Lewis, which are friends. We talked to each other. But he lives in West Byford, so the relationship's further than me. I thought to myself, right. I don't know how long that will last. So she's become a little boyfriend she has.
So what's your go-to dance move then, Simon? If you get on the dance floor, what's your go-to dance move?
My dance move is basically flip turns, twist and turns, and lots of moves which you've got
flips
to
Wow.
Quite physical, basically.
He's got moves and skills.
We need to see this. Is there videos on your YouTube channel of you doing, you strutting your stuff on the dance floor?
I didn't get anyone to video me dancing. Maybe I should have done. Maybe I'll do it next time.
You can't really video yourself dancing. That would just be a bit of... that wouldn't really work, would it?
Yeah, wow. I'll see if I can get into the machine of the controls of the DJ music and see if he can spare a few minutes next time.
Hold on. He wants the controls of the DJ booth.
Oh.
It'll be after our job soon.
What songs would you put on if you were up there having controls of the DJ booth, if you're controlling all the music?
I'll put some groovy music on. I'll put some... Michael Jackson music on, some Bongo, lots of interesting music and stuff like that. Lots of literally cool music, radical music.
That sounds good. DJ Simon in the house, yo.
You can imagine, can't you?
So the weather then. You mentioned today, looking like quite a nice day, looking at my window to working computer, I can see a few clouds. Looks like it's fairly sunny, not too cold. So, I mean, what's going on with the weather at the moment?
Well, what's going on in the weather at the moment, basically, is it's quite mild for the time of year. I think you can probably just go out and wear a jumper outside at the moment, instead of a coat. and it's going to stay mild up until next Wednesday. We are looking at a chilly spell next week. It was supposed to be a freezing cold spell. Now it's gone chilly. It's changed its mind again, the weather has. It's possible we could get some colder weather, not next week, but the week after, maybe on the last 2 days of February. I think it's the 27th to the 28th February, which is potentially possible, you two. Mark, yeah, we could get it.
Unlike you, you're warning me now. Thanks, Simon.
We could get some snow by then. We could get some snow at the end of February. It's not impossible. It's happened before in the past, locally. And we could get an effect from that SSW up at 10 HPA next month. It's looking be very close on that, on the knife edge at the moment, which is very close, guys, you two. So that's one to look at. March looks very chilly. This spring looks pretty chilly. I mean, it might be freezing cold, but it's very close, though. It's very close, and it's on the cusp at the moment. So okay. I'll keep informed about that.
Do you think we're going to have any frosts? I mean, thinking of sort of gardeners wondering if they can, you know, put their plants out or whatever. Is there a risk of frost still?
There's always a risk of frost up until May. Sometimes even June you get frosting, locally. It's always a risk. I remember last year planting my sunflower farm, we had some snow in April last year. It settled a little bit, not a lot, but it was very challenging last spring. Especially across France, they had to put a fire next to the vineyards. It's always a challenge. With climate change, it's more than likely to be colder the springs in the future than milder and wetter with climate change across the UK, let alone across Europe, according to statistics at the moment. The future forecast.
Okay. Brilliant. So I'm just looking at the getting distracted by the window to working computer we've got, right?
There's
we've got
a bird like, that just
there's
landed.
Like three pigeons that are just walking across the railing. That's just, yeah, it's just nice with the backdrop of the towers are woken. There you go. Love it. So, okay. Brilliant. That's all. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, the weather, you know, not too bad today then. So, you know, if you're out and about, it shouldn't be too bad for today at least.
Yeah. Well, I'll be all right getting home, which is nice.
Yeah, you'll be all getting them back on the bus and having a good
Thanks, Simon.
So what's going on the YouTube channel then?
Loads. He's always on the YouTube channel. You should watch him more.
Well, I put a video on there of two celebrities on there.
You did, I've seen that one.
And Hugh Jackson. And literally other stuff as well. I haven't got it. And I saw that Ant-Man movie last night. That was fantastic.
Okay.
I'm going to see it again next week. It's a good movie. I definitely recommend people go and see it. It wasn't very busy at the cinema in Guildford. My friend Jane Fields is going to go and see it today. It's very quiet. I think it's probably the cost of living, probably. But otherwise, it was pretty magical.
Did you walk to Guildford, though, by the way? Just out of interest.
Well, I could have done, but I didn't have time to because I was doing my mum's dad's garden yesterday. So I'd love to. I might do it in the future when I've got time.
That's a video coming up right there.
Yeah, trip to Guildford. Right, yeah, walking down the A320 towards Guildford. Okay, so if we want to find you on YouTube then, Simon, how do we find you again? Give yourself a bit of a plug.
Simon A.G. Evans.
Go check that one out and see Simon's adventures or whatever you get up to. There's a lot going on there. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I'll let you get back to your gardening and outdoorsy stuff. Have a great Sunday, won't you?
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, Simon.
Take care.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.